This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch. Get up and rip this motherfucker's ball open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clinic big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape. I did
scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, Uncle.
What?
Yeah, what? Oh,
wow.
It's the Ham Radio Show live on the UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, of course. 718-577-1389. Good evening, everybody.
Hello,
yo. Yeah. What up, society? What's going on, people?
Society?
The Society of Swine.
Yeah.
The SOS.
Aren't they to blame for everything?
No.
The pig patrol.
Sure.
We, the Society of Swine, are the remedy to the bullshit that is going around in the world today. We, the Society of Swine, even though we are looked at by the other members of society, the other society, we are anti-establishment, we are anti-social, and we are anti...
We got unts and our punts.
Everything, quite
That's
frankly.
It's
what
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
That's right, Betty. It's going to be a bumpy ride or a bumpy night. What did she say?
Bumpy ride.
It's bumpy ride,
isn't
it?
If you let it play, you would have heard it.
I was agreeing with Betty Davis, damn you.
Are you sure?
How dare you?
I think you're lying.
I was. Danny, seven is the thing, right?
Seven is what?
Is this thing, right?
Should be.
Nah, just making sure. Because I had it on mute, but people were still hearing the show. So I think everything's going hunky-dory.
Okay.
It's okay. Doesn't matter. I don't even think they heard Betty Davis screw up.
I had a hunk of my dory once.
Yeah. You had a Betty on your hoo-hoo?
I had a hunk of dory.
Well, a hunk of dory.
Yeah.
Today on the show, tonight, even though Danny in the prompter up there on the Facebook live screen wrote, Jake the Joke Man Martling.
Jake.
Joe disease.
It's Jackie.
Yeah, I know it's Jackie. I fixed it.
That's okay.
But in my prompter, because I can't until it refreshes.
Uh-huh. Right.
By the way, I can't see it differently. Oh. So I only see it as now for the rest of the show, by the way.
Yeah.
Until we're thrown off for playing a song that the computer doesn't like.
We'll do it.
It says Jake the Joke Man Martling. But I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
Ooh.
The Howard Stern Show legend and author of the brand new book, Bow to Stern,
yes,
will be on the program this evening. So sit back, relax on that.
Great guy.
We were going to have a second guest, but we'll get to that in the next segment. But it does have to tie in with other news breaking things that are going on. But obviously not the number one topic in the land, obviously. The terrible attack in New York City yesterday.
Yes, that was bad.
Went down. The terrorist attack, quite frankly. I think it's an important thing that we say, terrorism, because that's exactly what it was. I knew it was terrorism before they made it official, Joe.
Called an asshole attack.
The asshole attack. Quite frankly, it was a scary scene yesterday. I was in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Trying to get home from Sirius XM. It was a very, 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 very bad scene,
yeah,
quite frankly. If I didn't leave, I left work later than normal. I'm covering for somebody at work. However, I stayed even a little bit longer because I wanted to make sure that the work got done, that we were making sure that everything that we were doing was finalized and done the proper way.
Yeah, sure.
I stayed a little longer, got on a different bus, a later bus, to Staten Island, New York, which means I had to get on an express bus. The express bus, for the people that don't know who are listening other than the New York, New Jersey, tri-state area, they have these buses that take you directly from Manhattan to Staten Island. Now,
no, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
I swear to God, they do.
Yeah, well.
Well, they do.
Take forever.
But they still get you there.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier than
a ferry.
Well, a ferry did get you there, too, but then I still got to take a train. It's a whole fucking thing either way. It takes me the exact same amount of time, and it's a more comfy ride, or at least it was until yesterday when I had
to... We're making progress.
Yeah, when I had to make my way... Thank you, Tony. When I had to make my way around the maze of ambulances and fire trucks and everything else, because what happened was... the incident started at 3:05. That's
right.
What the cops put out there. By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about and you've been living under a rock, yesterday there was a New York City truck attack. I believe we're up to 9 dead. Am I correct?
I didn't hear that. I heard 8. But
all right. So, well, okay. According to these notes, 8 are dead, 12 are still injured, some still in critical condition. At least 8 people were killed and more than 12 others injured. Tuesday, of course, Halloween,
yep,
when a suspected terrorist rented a truck from a Home Depot and then drove that said truck up the bike path in Lower Manhattan.
The bike path,
yes,
to plow people over.
Yes, in Lower Manhattan, and crashed into several people before smashing into a school bus at the tail end of it.
A school bus with children in it.
Yes. The point, though, it had to be made is that I, at this point now, I'm on the bus on the way through this.
Were the wheels on the bus going round?
They
and
were
round?
Going round and round, and the driver on the bus said, "Shut the fuck up, Billy."
Yeah.
Okay. checking.
We get on the bus and we're going down. Now I have to take Broadway, which is the main strip that kind of runs adjacent to. You're going up one way, obviously. It all connects to the West Side Highway.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way so people understand. What the hell we're talking about?
Google Earth it.
Yeah. All right, so now what happens is we're on the path down, and meanwhile now we're driving into the path of destruction. We don't know that is what's going on,
right?
Because even what happens, the bus dispatcher gets on, and you can hear her, she's frantic, telling every bus. Now, they're not telling you what happened, obviously. They're not saying due to a incident or NYPD involvement or anything like that. So now we're driving down through the area. We have cops, like, I'm talking, like, are whipping around, jumping over, the dividers, you know, the medians, in the middle with their squad cars. There are cops running, crowds are running, ambulances, we're driving past Gracie Mansion.
Wow,
there is a fortified front at Gracie Mansion. There is guns drawn. Multiple ambulances, Findy buses, as far as the eye can see, making a barricade around the perimeter of Gracie Mansion. Now, this is all, we don't know what's going on yet.
Right.
Until a girl on the bus says, my brother is a cop. There was an incident on the West Side Highway. Now, she's only getting bits and pieces, dribs and drabs.
Sure.
And she's getting told that there was a shootout on the West Side Highway.
Yep.
Now, what we're originally told in the very beginning of this incident is not only is it a shootout, but it's a shootout between, like, kind of road rage.
It was a road rage incident that forced one man down the bike path.
Yeah, like that one dude cut one dude off, and then it became a thing. That's what we're originally taught. So everyone's kind of going, that doesn't even sound right.
Right.
And because then, to get to this, by the way, wait, let's just paint the picture for the people at home, Billy. It is radio. We got to give them a little theater of the mind. To paint the picture for you, if you've never been to New York City, there's multiple fucking lanes to get to said bike path, okay? So to get there, he had to go to the top of the bike path, which is facing one different direction, obviously. The bikes are going back and forth in the bike lane. But to get to where he had to get to, there would be no reason, if it was an altercation between two people, two motorists, that there would be any incident of road rage that would cause you, oh, I'm just going to hang a hard fucking U-turn in the bike lane.
I'm going to hang a hard right, cut into the park area, and then go down the bike path.
Yeah, there was absolutely, by the way, no way that made sense. So now she's getting dribs and drabs from her brother, who's a cop. I'm on the bus with this really hot trick who is the epitome.
A hot trick?
No, the hot chick who's the epitome. Class, who's drinking a tall boy out of a brown paper bag.
Wow.
Sure. Next to me. She's all, iPhoned up, and she's listening to music. So she's in her own fucking world. Now the scuttlebutt and the hubbub is starting throughout the bus because we all have 9 million. In the age of technology where it's in the palm of your hand,
we have
every app known to man. So every news app now is telling us that we have an incident.
They start popping up.
Yeah, that this is not a disgruntled motorist incident. This is not road rage. This is what they're describing is terrorism before they say the actual word terrorism because we are afraid to just say the word terrorism in this day and age.
One of the news stations actually had an interview. A guy had witnessed it.
He said,
there's no way this is road rage because we were all sitting at the light. There's no traffic.
Yeah.
It was no traffic. No, nobody was blowing horns or anything. This guy just veered off and shot down that road.
Yep. And started taking people out like bowling pins. He was a bowling ball just knocking pins down, and he hit a shitload of people. Now, he also, if he did not hit that bus, would have probably kept going. He probably would have U-turned and got out. And just kept driving back and forth.
Aim for the high school.
Yeah. Was that Stuyvesant?
Stuyvesant. Right
off the water.
And there's a college next to it.
Yeah. BMCC, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't go there.
I think that's what it is.
I think you're right.
There's a first. Someone said, I think I'm right on the show.
I think I'm right.
718-577. Is it five? What is the fucking number?
It says 577.
I was right.
1389.
Yeah, one fucks. FUX. I. You know what it is? Because I'm trying to retrace everything to make you guys understand it. I'm not bullshitting.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying poor pity me. I was even remotely in the middle of like getting hit by a truck and losing my life. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is I got a fifth of what was actually going on, and it's definitely nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah. Because
there's nothing you can do.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you're now
just getting word from every other source.
And all you hear is terrorism, And I lived through 9/11. Everyone else in this room lived through 9/11.
All you hear are sirens wailing around left and right.
And I'm talking like wailing, Billy. They were driving past us at Mach 1, cutting us off, stopping us at certain times to get past us.
On my way home from work today on Slauson Avenue by the expressway entrance, somebody flipped their vehicle.
Yes.
And, like, I seen a flip vehicle, and then here come all the fire trucks and every, you know, you're just sitting there going, what the fuck?
Yeah, but what the fuck's going on now? Yeah.
They came to Staten Island to do this shit?
Well, then, so now, this dumbass, by the way, so just to paint the picture even more for you, dumbass gets out of the vehicle, the rented Home Depot $19 a day flatbed
pickup. On the news reports, they say, well, we believe it may be a rented truck. No.
No, it has the Home Depot logo everywhere.
Right, yeah. It's
the price on the back of the truck.
On the side, the front, and they wouldn't let you, you know, they wouldn't say it because it wasn't confirmed.
All right.
Plus, they didn't want to give Home Depot a free commercial.
Just in from the Associated Press.
Oh, we got breaking news, folks.
Truck attack suspect enters court in a wheelchair, handcuffed with his feet shackled to face terrorism charges.
All right. Well, good. That's why we kept him alive.
Yeah, they got him out of the hospital.
Well, dipshit, before he was in the wheelchair, decided to get out of said vehicle with two fake guns. That was fucking ingenious.
A paintball gun and a pellet gun, you say?
Two fake guns running.
He wants to be a martyr.
Most definitely. Yeah. But you would think even as a martyr, you would go down in a blaze of glory, as in you would have... I mean, don't get me wrong. I do not wish that the NYPD has to deal with a guy with fucking guns flailing, but a pellet gun and a paintball gun, this guy is obviously not the thinker of ISIS.
He had no money.
Maybe he was inspired by Men at Work. They killed the movie with Charlie Sheen. Maybe they shot the guy in the ass with a pellet gun and he died.
Danny went, that was a long way around to get to that fucking pellet gun thing, Danny. You could have used Home Alone when they shot Marv in the eyes. You could have done anything.
Yeah.
But my fact still remains. That it is now being called one of the worst, the second, or it's obviously not the first 9/11, but now the second largest terrorist attack in New York City's history.
Yeah.
That's what this is right now. And yet again, it's not a record that we ever want to fucking break.
Wow.
No.
It's not a record we ever want to have. It's not a record we ever want to see.
Well, 9/11 is the record, right?
Yeah, well, I don't want anyone to ever break that record, Joe. I don't want anyone to ever get the idea or the inkling to do that.
Of course not.
But that's where we're at now. That's where what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
We're dealing with... And that's the scary part, too. It is becoming kind of like a normal thing. Like, you'll get your weather report in the morning, and then you'll see if there's any terrorism attacks.
Right, and it's, you mean, like, it's a normal. Become normal. Now
we're just going about our business,
right? And then, like, the mayor comes out, the governor, no, we're New Yorkers, we're resilient, we're gonna go ahead and do what we do, and that's it. Then they bring on the police commissioner and one of the chiefs, I don't know, somebody that was in charge of doing the whole parade, and he's like, yeah, we have extra for this, the parade will go on, and
I understand that the parade has to go fucking up.
Right.
We have the Greenwich Village Halloween Day Parade, by the way.
Which is like, people come from all over the place to see that.
It's a big deal.
No, but I understand why. We have to go, it has to become business as usual.
Right.
You can't sit down and let these assholes, what they do, they're terrorists. They're literally eliciting, you know, they're soliciting terror. That's what their job is.
They want to disrupt your everyday normal life and whatever you have planned, and that's what they're aiming at.
And we as New Yorkers
kind of give them a fuck you. We just, all right, you did that, fine, we're gonna do this.
Yeah. But I think it's even more than just New Yorkers. I think it's just us as American citizens,
right,
are not gonna take the bullshit. We're not you guys. And when I mean you guys, I mean from Ekistan or Kyrgyzstan or Kyrgyzstan and every other fucking stand that's out there. We're not you guys. We're not going to sit there and just take the beating and walk around in our flip-flops and our fucking, you know, old soccer jerseys and shit.
If you look,
we're going to fucking, you know, wake up every morning, shit, shower, shave, wear our fucking clothes and go to work and bust our ass to build a future, even if it's a future that you want to take away from us.
Yeah.
These things, like, they seem to be becoming more and more commonplace where this shit's going to go on. Eventually, this country will probably rise up and go, you know what, we've had enough of your shit, like, aiming at the terrorist groups and all. And it's just going to turn into like, well, all right, well, you keep pissing us off and fucking with us. Well, we're just going to fucking eliminate you.
Yeah, well, Trump is literally, dude, he's hovering over the button right now.
But this
he's
guy,
just, his fingers just
him
but
and
hovering.
Pence isn't much better. He's no. more than willing to fuck.
You know, they're running a documentary now on the History Channel about the Iranian war. They're interviewing, like, the soldiers that came back from there.
Mm-hmm.
And they make very... you can't fight a war. It's not a conventional war. These guys,
no.
You don't know. These guys don't wear uniforms where you could say, oh, yeah,
I'm telling you, they're wearing flip-flops and fucking soccer jerseys and shit.
Long beards, yeah.
This
yeah.
guy wasn't actually part of ISIS. He
no.
was just
no,
inspired.
He's claiming. Yeah. No, no. We're hearing multiple things now. We're hearing that he's not a member of ISIS officially. Like, he didn't get the right. Dakota ring and the fucking membership card.
He was just watching videos and
he
was inspired.
A magazine
but he was turned. Yeah, he was... turned here in the States because he is technically an American citizen because he has a, you know.
He had the visa.
He has the visa. He has documentation, which is, you know, not. That's another fucking sensitive subject right there. But he, without question, he had a place in Tampa. He had. What else did he have? He had a place in Paterson, New Jersey, I believe,
right. Yeah.
Where he and Paterson was not where he got the Home Depot truck.
Well,
it was a different place in Jersey that he got the truck.
I heard different
reports.
Right
they
was
before I came here. The last thing they said was that he rented it in Paterson.
Yeah,
it was Paterson.
Time, yeah, that's what I heard
crossed
too.
The George Washington Bridge at this time. Entered the bike path at this time. They had it all broken down, you know, in a nice little...
He used his own name to rent the truck.
Yeah. Well, because
he wasn't on a watch.
The original World Trade Center bombing guys. The original ones.
93?
In 93. You know how they got caught? Because the guy went back for his fucking money.
Right.
He went back to the rider place and said, I want my money back.
Yeah.
Well, as a quarter to six...
The truck blew up.
Yeah.
It says...
there's a little dent in the fender. I don't know what it... Maybe from the C4. I don't know.
God.
Yeah.
Federal prosecutors say he waived his Miranda rights and spoke with them on how he planned the Tuesday attack. They say he was inspired by the Islamic State group videos he watched online.
Yeah, he professed his loyalty to ISIS, and there was stuff that the documentation that they're saying were found in the truck after the attack as well, like the magazines
right.
and everything
Trump,
else.
President Trump said it. The guy's a mental case.
He called him an animal, and he's absolutely right.
Yeah, but he also said he probably has some kind of mental illness. He's not.
Well, don't they all? I mean, like,
I
think
would
about
think
it.
So,
anyone
yeah.
that uses religion as the basis to your fucking existence,
yeah.
whether you're a fucking Catholic, you're a Muslim, no matter what it is, if you use religion to guide you through every fucking decision. What the fuck was that?
Could it be Satan?
That was Satan. I couldn't even understand that.
It's too loud.
Yeah, dude. Way horrible sound effect.
That's too loud.
The fact of the matter is, if you're using... thank you. Much better. If you're using any form of religious bias or basis to dictate your life, and that's what you're judging everything on, like, oh... those homosexuals are sinners.
Yeah.
They should be killed. If that's your way of thinking, if everything is just justified by your religion,
it's a fatwa.
That is what the fucking problem is.
That's right.
That is the massive problem, and that's what it is. At the end of the day, it's fucking religion.
It is religion, because I just want to point out that freaking Muslims aren't the only ones that
no!
are doing it. Because the hardcore freaking Christians who are against abortion
blow up abortion clinics
and kill people too. So.
Yeah.
But we want to save lives. We want to protect lives, but we're going to kill people to do it.
We're going to kill people. We will get it done somehow, someone.
Just want to throw it out there. It's not one specific.
Yeah, but and that's the thing. I want it abundantly clear. We're not picking on the Muslims. It's not pick on the Muslim day.
And if you notice, a lot of these...
Shut up, Joe.
A lot of when they have the Muslim attack, you know, like the attack is Muslim.
Yeah.
They're also killing Muslims along the way.
Yeah. Well, that's what Joe was saying. He goes, wouldn't it have been ironic, don't you think, if he was driving the truck and just, like, hit a shitload of Muslims?
Yeah.
That was just going about their business. Maybe they were praying to Mecca, he didn't see them, and he just, all you heard was, I got killed everyone. Thud, 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 thud. Ah, shit.
Oops.
Oops, I did it again.
You know, it's just...
like that infidel Britney.
Who locked the boat?
I don't know.
I locked the boat. Listen, somebody just try calling us. Hit us up when we come back from the break. We got to go to break. Okay. It's 718-577-1389. We got Jackie the Joke Man Martling later, even though Danny wrote Jake. It's Jackie, I assure you. It's not his weird brother. It's Jackie the Joke Man Martling. It's a 347 number. Call us back when we come back after these messages right here on the Unfiltered Radio Network. This is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Come on, baby.
Stop, don't come back. We have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do.
Are you parting with such sweet sorrow?
If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Yeah, it's the Ham Radio Show. I don't even know what the hell Danny's playing.
Get out of my mind.
You don't know this song?
I didn't hear it. All I heard was fucking... I'm hearing footsteps.
You should know it from the footsteps.
How should I know it from the footsteps?
Where do you hear the song, you know?
Where did he hear the song, you know?
You know,
I know what it is. It's Thriller.
Absolutely.
In honor of Halloween.
Yeah.
Here you go. Little MJ for you.
Who?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Shaking his ass. grabbing his crotch, going, hee-hee. It is the Ham Radio Show on WHAM, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody.
You know how everybody loves Michael Jackson now that he's dead?
Yep.
No, but you're
midnight.
The recent events going on with celebrities, you think he'd sue himself for, like, sexual
abuse? Oh, right now, yeah.
Really?
All I did was grab my crotch.
I grabbed my own crotch.
Yeah.
Who am I, Andy Dick? 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. By the way, Jackie the Joke Man Martling in less than a half an hour here on the Big Show. Let's go to the phones. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Who's this?
Hey, girls.
Hey!
Long time no hear.
It's Cranky Cousin Jay.
Hello.
Yeah, I've been a little out of it for a couple weeks.
Wow,
yeah, why? But I was trying to understand, me and Jerry, by the way, because we talk from time to time, and I was wondering why Jerry was fucking out of it for a while. It didn't make any sense to me.
Incognito.
And then Jerry, I don't know if Jerry wants to talk about it, but whatever.
No, I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
So, Jerry, tell the people.
Well, you know, they diagnosed me as being fully diabetic. Oh. And having to take the insulin and everything, and that sort of sent my world asunder, and I...
What, are you afraid, though, or are you more
Well,
like...
I was afraid because I had an uncle that lost both legs and his eyesight from it, and then he died from it.
Yeah.
So it sort of freaked me out.
Well, my father was legally blind and died from complications from it, so...
My wife is diabetic. She's on the insulin pump.
Yeah, I'm on insulin twice a day.
Yeah.
And Danny looks like a hypodermic needle, so I mean...
<it's true. laughs> And Billy's just hyper.
Yeah,
No, he's not.
He's more dermic.
I know he's a dermic.
Yeah. He's just a big dermic.
Yeah. A lot of
no, you're right about that. You've got to be very careful with your diabetes. Watch your calories there. And,
so it was a whole thing where how to adjust my diet, how to adjust my medication... How to adjust my lifestyle and how I approach
no
things.
No more just random cock under the bridge.
Yeah, it's a pain in the
ass. No more blowjobs under the thoroughfare.
That's right. You gotta stop that shit. Too many carbohydrates in that
Yeah, stuff. There's a lot of calories in semen. You want to watch it? Just saying.
It doesn't break
yeah,
down.
Yeah, so, you know, depression kind of sucks because I've suffered from it before.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really not a joke, but... as you get older, you got to take care of yourself more and more, and you would be surprised what the doctors don't know.
I would agree.
Absolutely. You have a good blood man?
I have a very good blood man. And
he has a crib,
when
too.
I got my results and I saw that my sugar count was almost 400.
Oh, that's high.
And my cholesterol was almost 300. It's sort of... I said, listen, I'm going to be 65, and I want to make the Bunny Ranch in June.
Yeah!
So
why are we going in June?
Myself.
Why are we going to the Bunny Ranch in June?
My birthday.
He said, he asked playfully.
My birthday, my 65th birthday.
Are you going, are you flying down to Dennis? Are you, are you setting up something, or are you just going down
there? Well,
right
I was
going
to talk to you and Lainey off the air and see what kind of a prorated rate I can get. You know, to be a dog. But I wanted to go back to the topic you were talking about before.
Which part? About terrorism?
About the religion.
Okay, good.
And Danny was absolutely right.
Yeah, Danny.
There is such poison in every organized religion.
You are so right.
Absolutely.
That's so correct.
That it's stunning. First of all, they got you believing in a fucking fairy tale. Like the George Carlin thing, that there's an invisible man up
in
the
sky
who watches everything that you do and takes notes on everything you do. Like he's Santa Claus.
And
he knows when you're sleeping.
Money.
He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good.
He knows when you're
And we believe this shit. Yeah. We run to churches and temples on Saturday and Sunday to have them indoctrinate us with this bullshit.
That's why I'm agnostic. Because I don't fucking want to... The way that you... Remember, this is how you're going to know the answer to religion.
Okay.
Remember this, everybody, including Jerry. Now we're going to call him insulin-dependent Jerry.
Still a pothead.
Yeah, still a pothead, but insulin-dependent Jerry. Remember, you can't spell religion without why. You can't. You can't spell the word religion with without, you know, you can't use Y and spell religion. If you have questions,
okay,
they have no fucking answers.
Well, the answer is faith.
No, no, that's not an answer.
That's their answer to you.
Yeah.
You have to believe.
And if you don't believe, you'll never succeed.
He's right. I went to Catholic school, and that's the answer they give you. You have to watch. Yeah. It's God told you.
You have to believe. You know, I can get that answer from a fucking magic eight ball.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would think that or if you're a rabbinical student, and I ask you specific, and I've asked a bunch of rabbinical students this question, why do you treat non-Jews differently than you treat Jews? Why is it okay for a religious Jew to have sex with a non-Jewish woman, and it supposedly doesn't count as cheating?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and I asked him that, and he just looks at me, and he says, well, and I said, well, it's all bullshit.
What do you have to do, Jerry?
We all order from the same fucking menu. It's right. All bullshit. It's a way to control people.
What you have to do, Jerry, is just like the Magic 8-Ball. You take the rabbi and you shake the shit out of him.
And then you flip him over
and you look at his ass. And if it says, ask again later.
If it says, Shlomo, give me a better price, then you know that.
Right.
You know,
hey, schmuck, stop shaking
it's
me.
It's like the freaking Bible when it's like supposedly like says anti-gay shit in there.
You can interpret it any
way you want. You can interpret it that way, or you can
interpret
it totally different way.
The Bible also says don't eat shellfish.
The Bible also says that people were 600 fucking years old.
Yes.
Okay?
We don't want to bring up that.
This guy's 600 years old and he had 700 kids.
Not to mention.
What was the one?
Wow.
Jonah, right? Jonah was the one that was 600 years old and swallowed by a whale. Except they don't say whale, they say big fish.
No, Methuselah. Uh-huh. Methuselah was.
Yes, but Billy, hurry up.
Also, it's been rewritten how many times? Oh, God, I'm the king and I don't want that in there. Put something else in there to fill that space.
But not only just that.
So it.
The Bible.
Right there,
it's not only
it
the Bible,
something.
It's the Torah too. Like they left out the book of Lilith.
Right.
And they left out a
Lilith
bunch
from,
of shit.
From Frasier?
Yeah.
Yes, Lilith from Frasier.
Yeah.
But can we also bring up the fact that every religious literature is the telephone game? That's all it is. It's one dude telling another dude and then another dude and then somebody wrote it down and then someone took that scrap of paper and then they lost it and then they talked to Billy like he said and there was a king and the king didn't know what the fuck he did. I want to take that out. I don't want that in there.
Yeah,
put a burning bush.
That infringes on my abilities.
If you ever want to shut somebody up, you just tell them we're genetically engineered from the aliens from space.
You got
it. They came down. They took apes. Yep. They put in variations of DNA, and they got them more sentient than they were as a slave race.
Yeah.
And just watch the blank stare come across their face. The blank fucking stare, like you just told them Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Yeah. We're all just shaved apes.
And the story
apes.
Is as valid as anything in that book. The
we
book
are...
that we put our hands on in court and swear on.
Yeah.
That book.
I swear on a lot of books, mostly Playboy, Penthouse.
That's not swearing what you do. That's spoozing.
Oh, I curse. I go, I swear to God those tits are fake. I know they are. I swear to God.
Yeah, the alien made one mistake. They gave us all vocal cords.
Yeah. By the way, also, insulin-dependent Jerry.
Yes.
Not only is he Jerry the pothead, but he's also Jerry the actor. He's almost getting enough nicknames like Billy Nicknames over here. Jerry, now, we were going to have another person on. I have to bring this up because he was supposed to be in this time slot right now.
I know Jackie. As a matter of fact, Jackie saw me, do a show out on Long Island. I want to say
I'm not talking about Jackie,
though.
Jackie's at the 7 o'clock hour. I'm talking about this time right now.
Yeah,
I know that I know your pancreas is fucking you up right now. But hold on for a minute.
I think that's fine.
The person I was supposed to be now. We were going to have an inside track on the Kevin Spacey story. Because a friend of our show is his brother.
Yeah,
his brother right here, the brother Randy. Randy Fowler, who lives in Boise, Idaho, over there, who is friends of our show. So when the news broke on the Kevin Spacey debacle and the bullshit, we were supposed to have Randy on the show today.
Uh-huh.
Randy was booked. Randy, everything was done. I had to jump through the hoops of his PR people, the whole nine yards. Did everything. Told him that Jerry, was going to call and everything. went through all the bells and whistles. Jerry agreed. Everything was finalized. Everything was done. He then called me and wrote me directly and said that he had to, quote, postpone the interview because he is on a gag order until after Sunday. So I'm telling you right now, folks, if you're listening to the Ham Radio Show right here on the UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com, if you are listening, something big is going to happen, I believe, the way that Randy was putting it.
Right.
Sunday, or before Sunday.
Yes. During the football
Well, listen, that, first of all, these Kevin Spacey, they're not rumors, they're facts.
No, we know that.
Have been floating around forever.
Right.
There was a story when he was in charge of the old Vic Theater that he used to go to Hyde Park at 4 o'clock in the morning trolling for young gay boys.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he likes them young, from what we hear.
Well known that he goes that way.
It was the worst kept secret in Hollywood. I mean, it's the dumbest. We all knew that Kevin Spacey was gay. Let's all stop the bullshit. All right. And wait a minute, hold on. We have to get into the whole thing here because everyone's throwing me off. Jerry's. I don't know what the fuck is Jerry doing. He's blowing his microphone right now.
The aliens are coming again.
He's being beamed up. But Jerry's throwing me off, and I want to stay on topic for 1 second. If we can do that right now.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing with Kevin Spacey, by the way, if you're living under a fucking rock and yet again don't know the story, he supposedly sexually
molested,
coerced, whatever the terminology, a 14-year-old. He opposed himself on a minor, a 14-year-old actor. Which his name escapes me right now. Andy Rapp, I'm thinking his name is.
I think you're right.
He's on the Star Trek.
Yeah, he's on Star Trek. He was on. He was in Rent. He's been in a lot of movies. Yeah. You've seen him. You know who he is. The kid said 30 years ago this happened. Kevin Spacey picked him up and then put the room on a bed and tried to do stuff to him. Yada yada yada. Now, number one, Kevin Spacey came out with if it did happen, I don't remember it. This sounds a lot like drunken behavior.
Right.
That line, which really makes you fucking go, dude, you're digging yourself a bigger fucking hole by saying, don't remember it.
Probably right. True.
No, but that's not the point. It's not, you don't say, Joe, that's what a rapist says.
Yeah.
We were both drunk. I didn't touch you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
True.
And also, if somebody makes an allegation and they're underage, you don't respond to it. You don't say, oh, well, I might have been drunk or I might have been... you go, that never happened.
Yeah, I don't recall
that never
happening.
Fucking happened. I like pussy and that never happened. And everybody will laugh. And you know, the kid will fade into oblivion.
But see, that's...
You take the Jeremy Piven role there where you...
Well,
that
Jeremy,
never happened.
Well, that's what Jeremy... That's another name that came out today. We'll go into that in a second, too.
Yeah. You know why that didn't happen? Because he was poisoned from sushi.
Sure.
From eating sushi.
Yeah, too much mercury again, yeah.
That'll do.
He had the mercury poisoning. But the fact still remains is that... then what happened was that... I was almost saying Harvey Weinstein. Kevin Spacey then said... In a rambling little letter, by the way, I'm also gay.
Right. Absolve him of
which
everything.
Should... Your sexuality has nothing to do with the fact...
Well, that's the Jim McGreevy defense.
Well, absolutely. Right. I'm a gay American.
Yeah, I'm a gay American, then everybody laid off him.
Yeah.
But because, we're afraid to touch that story, but not this.
No, he's afraid to touch that story, but people are touching that cock, it seems.
Yeah, sure.
Rest stops haven't been the same.
No. Poor McGreevy. So I'm trying to find because there's tons of other
and
shit.
And what's
here.
Andy Dick's story? He's always been a dick, but he just goes around sexually molesting everybody.
Well, Andy Dick is saying that he was doing it because he wanted, you know, he needed a date. He finds it funny. He's hitting on people. He's licking them.
You know, Phil Hartman should dig himself out of his grave to beat the shit out of Andy Dick because Andy Dick was feeding cocaine to
Phil
Hartman's wife. Andy Dick is a complete piece of shit.
Well, I'm not saying he's not. What I'm just saying is what he said. And then when you go through the... The other new one, the big one today, the big name one, which has got the funniest goddamn tagline ever.
Eddie Finucane.
No, not me. No, trust me. I'm flat out honest. I'm a sexual predator that has never produced a film. Thank you.
That's called a guy,
yeah,
by the way.
Dustin Hoffman is the new name to join the mix.
He's gay?
No, not gay. Dustin Hoffman, sexual harassment charges by Anna Graham Hunter, who was 17 years old working on a 1985 TV adaption of Death of a Salesman when the alleged sexual harassment occurred.
That Kevin Spacey was in, by the way.
Yeah. It all goes together. The best line of this whole thing, now, you can find the story online, read along with yourself, because we can't just dwell on this forever, but I have to read the fucking quote. The best thing ever. She told the Hollywood Reporter, quote, "He was openly flirtatious. He grabbed my ass. He talked about sex to me in front of me. One morning, I went to his dressing room to take his breakfast order. He looked at me and grinned, taking his time. And then he said, 'I'll have a hard-boiled egg and a soft-boiled clitoris.'" End quote.
Okay.
Soft-boiled.
Real smooth.
Real smooth, X-Lax. A soft-boiled clitoris. How?
Well, he needs
and
a writer.
What now? How do you put those two together?
It's a good script.
But soft-boiled clitoris sounds like a really bad movie at 3 a.m. on Skinamax.
Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah, it sounds like a Raymond Chandler movie. Soft-boiled clitoris.
Soft-boiled clitoris.
Hey, what's with Kathy Griffin? She looks like Andy Dick now.
That was your little thing that you wanted to throw in, Joe?
No, I guess I saw it on the internet this morning.
Was that Joe trying to be funny?
She got this.
Well, go ahead, Joe.
One old person at a time.
She looks like Andy Dick. You know, the haircut, the thing with the whole
Andy Dick never had red hair.
And by the way, she's suing Harvey Levin or something like that.
Right. No, see, you didn't even read the story.
Don't read the story.
This is my problem with you.
You don't read
the story, and then you go on a radio show, and you open your mouth. Yeah. Now I got to talk about fucking Kathy Griffin.
And Harvey, by the way, will sue this show because he's a litigious fuck.
Yeah, exactly. So, Joe, thanks for opening us up to that.
What?
The fact
and Harvey,
here,
you are a litigious fuck if you're listening to this. That's the fucking
right.
truth.
Yeah. He is a litigious fuck. He's a lawyer. All right, now, listen, here is the point. Yeah. Now, because now I have to bring it up because Joe brought it up.
Wasn't me, Harvey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
remember. All right, so here's the thing. She came out with a rant, I want to say 17-minute video. I watched the whole fucking thing.
Oh, you did.
Because it was kind of very weird and yet informative. She was saying point blank, she opens the video by saying that Harvey Levin is in cahoots with Donald Trump. Joe, shut up and let me finish the whole fucking thing. Because I already know that Joe's not going to fucking let me finish.
I'm not going to say nothing.
All right. So now what happens is that Harvey is in cahoots with Donald Trump, and he's supposedly out of nowhere, and she opens up the video playing a message from Harvey Levin.
I'm a lawyer.
And gives out his phone number because it's on the message. She gives out his phone number.
Oops.
So now, in the message, hold on, Joe, you just said you weren't going to say no. Oh, shut up. Yeah. So then, after that plays, she goes through the whole conversation about how TMZ went out of their way to keep putting her, raking her over the coals after the Donald Trump mask thing. So she keeps bringing up the fact that, like, every time there was a cancellation of one of her shows, they would be the first one. Like, they would just keep steamrolling her with the story.
Okay.
So that's one side. That's the Harvey Levin fucking aspect.
Ooh, yeah.
Then she goes into Andy Cohen by saying that Andy Cohen, she used to work for, because she worked on Bravo, Life on the D-List. She did that show. And then when she did that show, she won a shitload of Emmys and everything else.
Right.
And Andy Cohen never really visited. You know, he runs the fucking place. And she said that he had to invent a talk show of his own, so that, you know, he could, you know, kind of be in the limelight more, because that's what he really truly wants.
Yeah.
Which everyone understands that. When you see Andy Cohen, you know that that's what he wants, the limelight.
Sure, yeah.
That or to dance.
Yeah, well, that's
either or.
So then we go through all that. Then she says that she only did his show twice.
Okay.
What Happens Live. And she said in that time frame, both times that she did the show, before the show, and she named the place in California where they filmed. She named where his office is, the whole nine yards. She said that both times he offered her cocaine.
Ooh.
That both times he you know, wanted to powder her nose. The first time she thought he was just fucking joking, so she didn't think anything of it. But then the second time she came on the show, he offered it again, some booger sugar, and she was like going, whoa, this is getting kind of creepy. And that's why he goes out of his way now, because he took over the job at CNN.
Right.
Now, supposedly he got the job at CNN because, yet again, Jeffrey Zucker, who runs...
To do the...
The Times Square New Year's Eve thing. With Anderson Cooper.
Right.
And now, supposedly, he got that job because of Jeff Zucker, who is head of Universal, NBC Universal, and CNN. He's not head of NBC Universal. He's head of CNN. Which
he's
is,
a bigwig somewhere that can put people where they...
Put people where they belong and where they don't belong.
Yeah, and you can put them where you want.
So basically what the rant was it was an attack on her.
Oh.
That's what it was, that she's calling out all the people that are that have been an asshole to her and saying that there are links to the administration, that Harvey Levin does... is in cahoots.
The Russians, they hacked somebody.
It was kind of... But it didn't come off as she was just going, like, and having diarrhea of the mouth.
It wasn't a sour grape, like...
No, it came off like she had names. She was pointing out, like, things...
Harvey Levin did an interview with Donald Trump five days after Donald Trump became president of the United States.
Yeah.
So, and it was the first interview that Donald Trump gave to anybody. So I can understand where she's coming from there.
It However, does smell a little bit like
sour-faced, older fag.
I'm not saying she's not.
Whose audience is mainly gay.
You got it.
And she's lost most of her audience, and she's clutching at anything in order to get them back.
I'm not saying she's not, but she. But also, Jerry, too. Look, that's one aspect. That's the shit we already know about her. Okay, you're not telling anything new. I know for a fact that that's what she is. She's an old fag hag. Everyone knows she's a, you know, she's pretty much like queen of the LGBTQRSTUVXXY community. I know that. What I'm saying, though, is it seems like if I called out Harvey Levin, gave out his phone number, also said that Andy Cohen was offering me fucking coke, but nobody's doing anything about it, that seems a little weird to me. Because he's a litigious fuck.
What would you like, first of all, what without proof? Would you like them to do
The Andy Cohen thing? Okay, we don't have. First off, you're slandering me and it's libelous. You can't say it's not. You're telling people that I'm a cokehead.
No, you're telling people that you offered me coke. I'm not saying that you're a cokehead.
No, no, but you're saying
you're telling people that you offered me coke, and it's a he said she said.
I got that. I'm not saying that, Jerry. But listen to what I'm saying, Jerry. Okay, you're already telling me I'm wrong, and you're not listening.
He could have also, at the same time, you know. Deny it and say I was asking her if she needed to use the ladies' room. I asked her if she wanted to powder her nose. You know, and you can play it off like that.
Really, that's where you went?
Billy, really? That's what you got from that?
Get out. Joe can stay. Wow. Billy's got to go. I don't know. Get out. What the fuck was that?
Hey,
What the fuck was that?
After the trial I just sat through.
I know. We're not getting into that. Anyway.
He could have just turned to her and handed her a tampon then, Billy. Here you go. Powder your nose. Change your blood.
Okay, enough about Billy's shitty line. Yeah. The point still, what I'm saying, though, is,
I should have read the article.
Is that if you're Harvey Levin, who likes to sue anybody for fucking breathing, okay, and you gave out Harvey Levin's personal cell phone number.
How long ago did she do that?
Yesterday!
First of all, when you file a lawsuit... Okay, it's gotta go into the court record, and then somebody has got to look for it.
Yeah, but Jerry, we would have heard
tell you that there's a lawsuit.
I got that,
so
Jerry. But we, Jerry, slow down.
Look for Kathy Griffin in the next week.
Jerry, we already know that
Harvey has sued her.
Jerry, we got that part. What I'm saying though is, we would fucking have heard something. You would hear rumblings already in the 24-hour fucking entertainment news that we have 24/7. okay? Especially done by TMZ.
Ooh.
We would have heard something along the lines of, oh my God, she's up Schitt's Creek. She gave out fucking Harvey Levin's personal cell phone number.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know, because that's something that, when you give out somebody's cell phone number like that in a threatening manner,
yeah,
to have people harass them,
yeah,
that goes to the state attorney general. And it can take a little while for charges to come down.
All right. Jerry, I'm not,
okay, I mean, it's not something that's like an immediate lawsuit. Like, you hit hit you, we got the police reports, and I go and sue you.
All right, listen, pancreas boy, I'm not saying that it's going to be an immediate fucking thing. I'm saying that it's not automatic, but you would have heard something, is all I'm saying right now. I got to hang up on you because I got to get ready for Jackie.
Okay. All right, tell Jackie I said hello.
All right.
Sure he doesn't remember me.
And
thank you guys for your support.
Absolutely.
Diabetes sucks, boys and girls. Take care of yourself.
Yes, sir.
And smoke pot. Everybody smoke.
Yeah, good stuff.
Smoke weed every day.
Always good to hear from Jerry.
Every time.
Good luck, Jack.
All right, so let's take a break right now. Let's get all our ducks in a row. We got Jackie the Joke Man Martling coming up right after these words.
This is Ham Radio, and my God, it's so gay.
If you mean the old English definition of fun, enjoyable, and carefree, then yes, it's extremely gay.
I think they meant the other definition.
You're listening to Ham Radio. You're more than just TNA.
Are you very sure you're not homosexual?
Take a moment. Digest all that bull. We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie.
Dan, dan, dan. Dan, dan, dan. Dan, dan, dan. Is Joe talking while the mic's on? Well, because you're
sorry,
an idiot.
I can't tell what is playing.
Joe's a fucking moron.
I'm sorry. No,
we've only done this show for, I don't know, thousands of years now.
I didn't realize
it's the Ham Radio Show. Shut up.
I didn't have my headphones on.
It's the Ham Radio Show live here on the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Not my fault.
On, of course, a beautiful Wednesday night in Staten Island, New York. 718-577-1389. Let's give Jackie the Joke Man a buzz.
Okay.
And get him on the phone.
All right.
Back on the street.
One ringy dingy.
Hey, shut up, Billy. You're not helpful.
Yo.
Yo. Hello. I'm looking for Jackie the Joke Man Martling. Are you there?
Well, who's looking?
It's Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show. How are you, buddy?
The Ham Radio Show.
There you go. Jackie's going to rip us a new asshole in the first 4 seconds of this thing.
No. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Jackie? Round of applause, Jackie, to Joe Morley. First off, by the way, how are you, Jack?
Well, I couldn't be better. I got a book out. It's selling like crazy, and I'm in a good mood, and it's almost time to smoke pot and watch the World Series.
There you go. There you go. That's a good
priorities.
Day.
Priorities. I love it.
By the way, the book is called Bow to Stern. And
No.
What's it called?
The Joke Man Bowed a Stern.
The Joke Man Bowed a Stern.
If people go looking for Bowed a Stern, I don't know if it'll... Listen, the way you get it, you go to JackieTheJokeMan.com. That's a URL that takes you right to the Amazon page. JackieTheJokeMan, one word, .com. It's in hardcover with the foreword by Artie Lang, and it's also in Kindle, and it's also an audiobook. And I not only read my own audiobook, but Artie Lang actually recorded his foreword. So it's fun. It's a fun thing. So go buy one and shut up.
There you go. Now, that's a beautiful commercial right there.
Should I read
that's
it,
too? That's not bad. It's not bad. So how the hell are you?
Not bad. So now, what's the book about, though, exactly?
It starts the first, say, 30 or 40% is about me and how, and some of the some of the stories I used to tell on the show actually happened to me long before the show, obviously. So stories about me and the stuff that happened to me and the journey to get to the studio, to the station and to the Stern Show, which is pretty interesting. That's probably the best part of the book is how I actually wound up there. And then the last 60% is, it's the show, but there's no great revelations because everybody knows everything that happened on a show. But
yeah,
it's from my point of view, and it's funny, and it's ball breaking, and I think people are really getting a kick out of it, you know?
Well, didn't you at one point either work or were involved with Rick Dees? That's how you got to the Stern Show?
No. Rick Dees had nothing to do with anything except naming me. I have a dirty dial joke, 516-922-WINE, that's still going 38 years later.
Holy wow. Shit, that number's still working, Jack?
It's been working since 1979. I created that number when we started comedy on Long Island. We were doing a show in a little restaurant, and I got a phone number so I could advertise the show we were doing because we didn't have the money to advertise, and that show grew into the East Side Comedy Club, and then I got Governors and the whole Long Island scene developed. But Rick Dees used to call my dial a joke, and it got dirty and dirty and dirty. You guys are too young, but the entire world changed in 1979, 1980. All of a sudden, cable TV was everywhere, and all of a sudden, right, you're sitting in the living room, and there's bare boobs on your TV set in front of your mother. You know what I mean? It was brand new. It's hard to believe that there was a time where that didn't happen, but... And as the world changed, I made my dial joke dirtier and dirtier. And one day, Rick Dees just called me up and said, listen, I've been lifting your jokes and playing them on my show out here in Los Angeles. But now it's so filthy, I can't use them. And I love your jokes. Can you do some clean ones? And I did some clean ones for him, and he paid me good money. And he said, listen, I need a way to couch this thing. He says, you know what I'll say? You're Jackie the Joke Man Marling, the guy from New York City with all the jokes. I said, that sounds good. So Rick Dees is the guy who named me the Joke Man.
Ah. Now,
yeah, and that was long before I got to Howard. And then I got to Howard via my homemade comedy albums, which is it's a real trip. The story's a trip. Everybody's getting such a kick out of it because, it, like a lot of things, people think they know. You know, they think they know stuff, and then they read about it, and they're like, I never knew that. But and if you're big fans of the show, all the crap about me apologizing to my wife and paying Rodney with jokes, all that's in there with the, you know, the actual true story and all the facts and figures of when I left. You know, everything is in there. If you're interested at all, it's all in there.
So everything that happened partly on the show, did that happen in actual time, Jackie, or did that happen different times in your career and then you used it on the show?
No, everything happened in real time on the show, except the crazy stories about, you know, the urine winding up in my mother's face and banging the one-legged woman. Those are things that happened back in my college days, you know. But the actual stories of the show, those happened in real time. And I know plenty happened in real time between the Channel 9 show and the E! Show and the pay-per-views. It was a field day. It was a hell of a run we had, man. Although this still happened, but a hell of a run I had with them.
Well, yeah. Now, take me through the Channel 9 show. When you did the Channel 9 show, you, Fred, and Howard wrote that show, right, every week?
Well, there was a couple of other people that were chiming in, but it was pretty crazy because we were doing 5 hours of radio 5 days a week.
Right.
And on Monday, we'd have a blank sheet of paper. And by Friday night, we had to have a one-hour television show recorded. So it was wild and woolly and crazy. And, I mean, it was so nuts. We were making a lot of money, but we were almost hoping that we didn't get renewed for a second season because we all thought we were going to die. But looking back, I actually used to pull up to the toll booth at the George Washington Bridge, and I wanted to French kiss the guy and say, Jesus Christ, man, I made it through another week. At the same time as the Channel 9 show, I was hosting Rascal's Comedy Hour in West Orange, New Jersey, so I had to have a different monologue every Thursday night. So we're doing 5 hours of radio, 5 days a week. We're doing a one-hour TV show with no budget at all, plus I was delivering a different monologue every week for a year at Rascal's. I look back at that now. I did more in one day than I've done since, like, 2010.
Right.
I get up in the morning, all I want to think about is, when am I going to take a nap and when can I get stoned? You know, it's crazy.
Go ahead, Billy.
How did you not burn out from that? I mean, that just...
What are you talking about? I didn't burn out. Jesus Christ, lucky I'm alive.
Burnt.
I was so burnt. I walked away for hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. I think I was a little burnt out.
Yeah, mentally he burned out, but he left one of the greatest shows ever.
He's still surviving. That's the thing.
The truth of it is it was so much fun. You know, it was so much fun, and you do get burnt out. You can take better care of yourself. You know, you could do anything if you take care of yourself. I just didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to take a nap and calm down. You know, I refused to let the show run my life. I insisted on drinking and being fun and being crazy and watching TV with my wife and going out with the guys, in addition to all that other crap. And you just can't do that, you know.
Well, that's the thing I want to talk about, Jackie, because you, at one point, you've stopped fucking drinking, right? All you're doing is weed.
Yeah, I stopped drinking in about a month, maybe 2 months after I quit the show. I quit on Cinco de Mayo 2001.
And then you started to realize that the drinking was your kind of overall your Achilles heel. That was the thing that was kind of fucking up everything.
There was all kinds of, you know, there was all kinds of stuff. I had to, you know, Nancy and I had been living together, but our marriage was done. I really had to get out of the marriage. I had to move in by myself. I had to quit drinking. There was a lot of, you know, extenuating stuff. It's all in the book. And then, you know, and after a couple of months, I called up and begged for my, not begged, but I said, listen, if the offer's still there, I'll take it. Because, you know, I felt weird about the whole thing. And they didn't call back, but, you know, the time had passed. So I kind of knew. You know, the whole thing is pretty interesting. You know, people think I was out of my mind, but, you know, at some point in your life, if you know that you're caught, you're just caught, and there's no way to break out of it. You know, there's no way I would have been on that show working that hard and quit drinking. There was no way you're going to tell me I'm not going to reward myself at the end of the week by getting blasted. It right. just wouldn't have happened. You know, and there was no time to get divorced, and I certainly wasn't going to move into a bachelor pad and be a multimillionaire eating off a hot plate. So, you know, so I just figured, look, I'll go live by myself, have sex with a cat, smoke some pot, and be broke. And it seems to be working out fine.
Seems he has a plan, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. He has a plan. What happened with Artie when Artie took your spot, I guess? Essentially,
Artie did not take my spot. Well, that's another misnomer. Artie joined the show.
It was the Jackie Chan.
Long after 9/11. I left the show in March of 2001, and he joined the show in, like, October or November. It was months and months and months later. Yeah, he would, you know, he's the guy who wound up with the what they called the Jackie Chan because nobody else could do the job.
Right.
But it wasn't like I left and he jumped in. You know, me and him have always been friends. And, you know, people say, oh, it's so great to see you guys getting along again. I'm like, well, what are you talking about? Yeah, you know, it's crazy.
Look, I'm not acting, dude. I'm not one of those freaking guys who doesn't know what was going on. I know that you guys all worked the comedy circuit together. I know that you didn't have any hard feelings in between each other. But the fact still remains, when you left a void. They filled that void with a 300-pound Italian man from New Jersey.
After much
Well,
surgery.
Why not?
Now,
you know?
Now that giant void that was filled with him, and now he went through a whole bunch of shit in his life. Is the Jackie chair cursed? Is that position too much for one person to handle? Is it too much?
Number one, it is absolutely cursed. And number two, with that voice of yours, I hope you sit in it.
I wish. I wish I had a fifth of your
cursed.
Problems.
Yeah, it's, you know what it is? It's cursed for anybody that's used to going to sleep at 5 o'clock in the morning and all of a sudden they have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. There's no curse to it, you know? It's the greatest job in the world. You know, you just gotta kowtow to it.
Absolutely.
Who's gonna kowtow to that, you know?
No, and you really shouldn't kowtow anyway. The fact of the matter is, you did what you did and you did it for years and years and years on that show. And I don't fault you for if you didn't want to do it anymore. At one point.
No, it wasn't necessarily I didn't want, you know what it was? I was so burned out.
Yeah.
I loved it. I really, really loved it. But I knew that I was never going to get my crap together unless I got off the show. But instead of leaving, like I said, look, I'm gonna draw a line in the sand, and if I can make that much money, then I'll continue until I kill myself. And they didn't meet the money, and that was fine, you know. But it's hard to describe. You know, so many people, when you're doing a show like that that's so popular, you know, people are like, could you leave? Because so many people, they say, I would do that show for free. You know, because they just want to be in that room, but that's not how it works. You know, as I tell Mickey Mantle, oh, you get to play a game. Why do you have to get paid? You know, because that's your job, and you work hard to be good at it.
Yeah,
you know?
Look, Jackie, I'm not doubting or knocking you for the amount of money that you wanted. And first off, you were on one of the biggest shows in the world. You were making a lot of money at the time.
Oh, they were printing money.
I know.
I'm saying they were printing money, and it was like, come on. You know, I was there from the beginning, and it had something to do with our rise, you know, not tons, but, you know, I had a lot to do with making Howard funny, and the truth is, could somebody else have done it? Yeah, but I was the one that was there. It's like, you know, Ringo was the drummer in the Beatles. Well, maybe another drummer could have done it, but he's the one who was there, you know.
you always use the Beatles, thing with the,
no, I just did that to tweak your dick because I knew you.
Oh, I love when you tweak my dick. When Jackie tweaks your dick, it's a thing of beauty.
Well, somebody has to do the tweaking. Right?
I can't.
Yeah, you know what?
I can't reach. Jackie, though, because people are chiming in that Jackie will always be a part of Stern history.
Right.
And that's absolutely right. Now, that's what I'm saying. No one could ever take that away. Jackie's in the movie. What Jackie's in private parts.
He's like,
you mean he's?
Hey, I'll tell you something. I was nobody. I haven't told anybody this because it just. I was up.
I was up
doing something that I never did before. I have every note that I ever wrote that Howard said. Believe it or not, every note, all 15 years. And a guy wrote to me the other day and said, Jackie, I was listening to an old Stern show, and I heard a line that I'm sure was you. And I guess Howard was talking to David Carradine about his dick. And all of a sudden, Howard said, "When I guess he must have said he had a big dick." And Howard said, "Oh, Hung Fu." And the guy said, "I know that's it. I went to my mother's attic, searched down January 25th, 1996, and found the line that said, Hung Fu fighting."
Wow.
And I took a picture of it. It's so far. Maybe I'll send it to you. I've always said that if somebody came up with a line from the show, that I could go up there and find it. And this guy did it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to see if I'm crazy. And I'm up there looking through. I mean, you got to imagine how many notes. That's 15 years. And it's like a half-inch stack or a quarter-inch stack for every day.
Yeah. It's insanity. And are these the same ones that you had? Remember when you got in trouble because you were having, actors autograph them?
This is those exact notes.
Oh, those are classic.
The exact notes, but, and out of those notes, Grillo would get them signed, you know?
Yeah. And then Grillo got in trouble, and you got in trouble.
Oh, it was so much fun. I still see Grillo all the time.
Yeah, he's hanging out with everybody now. It seems like he's hanging out with everybody now. Anthony Cumia, Artie, you, everybody.
He's always been around. He's a good character. He's a real good character.
Yeah,
he's working for a great company that makes. It's called Brightshot, and they make lights for television and movies that don't heat up. They're laser lights, and they're making a killing. Of course, Grillo, I don't know if Grillo's an owner. I think he's just, standing there with his head up his ass. But
that sounds like
he's
Grillo,
a good
yeah.
guy. And his boss is real generous, so he's probably doing pretty well.
Now, Jaggy, in the book itself, Joke Man, Bow to Stern, just want to make sure I get the title right. When you get towards the end of the book, where do we leave? I know you want people to read the book, but where is the relationship now? Stern, you, Robin, you, Fred, you. I know that Artie wrote the foreword, and he does
Fred
it on the
is my
other.
My pal. I haven't seen him in a while, but we went to lunch, a couple of years ago, probably at this point. I went to lunch with Robin about a year ago. Howard and me, emailed back and forth here and there. I don't know if he's going to be thrilled or upset about this book. He shouldn't be upset because there's nothing bad in it. But I certainly haven't been asked to come on the show to promote it. And, me and Gary talk and email back and forth, and me and John are still pals. There's no animosity, but there's no closeness either, But we weren't all really close. When you're doing a radio show 5 hours a week, 5 days, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, you don't hang out socially. So,
right.
I don't think it's all that weird, We don't, We didn't see each other, but I haven't seen anybody in a long time. And I didn't get invited to Howard's 60th birthday party, which is a big melee, and that was all crappy. But, who knows what makes people tick, what I mean?
But do you think that it's personal or it's just business?
Which?
Well, the fact that you're not getting invited to stuff, there's not...
You know what? I don't... If you told Howard... I asked Howard if he had a problem with me. He would say absolutely not, probably. So I don't know why that happened, and I actually really don't know why, because we're actually on the Stern channels with Jackie's choke on at that point. So,
right.
But Howard's a very, very complicated dude. You know what I mean?
Well, you know more than I do.
Know.
I mean, I only know him from the outside looking in, because,
the fact is, I think the fact that I could bend my cock in half a couple times and it still be longer than his, I'm sure that doesn't help.
It's possible that he has
that
penis envy.
That bothers some people. Some people could just let that go,
Now, to me, it just interests me.
JackieTheJokeMan.com. I guarantee you, if you're a Stern fan or a comedy fan or any kind of fan of mine or of the exploits of people doing stupid things, I guarantee you will love my book, and it's not that expensive. JaggedJokeMan.com. Get a Kindle, get a hardcover, get an audio book. I guess the audio book's selling well because, you know, people, they keep saying they miss my voice on the radio, so.
All right,
you know,
but I need
except for the ham radio podcast, who you don't get to
we're
hear.
Not,
it,
we're
know?
Not a podcast. We're live. We're a podcast
you're,
after we
you're
do
You're live
it.
On the radio?
We're live right now. Watch. Shit, fuck, cock, shit, we're live. This is happening as we speak.
Why would you say that?
But why would we say, what, with curses or why
yeah,
would
yeah, why would you curse?
I don't know. I'm uncouth.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Also, by the way, thank you, Jaggy. Also, by the way, I was about to compliment Jaggy. Jackie, by the way, even though sometimes he comes off as a douchebag and he says stuff, he is a generous soul because in the hardcover book and probably the softcover book as well, he actually thanks a shitload of people. Like there's a whole bunch of people that he's thanking in the book. And in
no,
the book,
no, but that cost them $75 each. The
well,
mention.
Well, that's well. We'll see if they'll get their money's worth. Jim Kerr, my radio master, the guy that trained me, Shelley Sonsky.
Is that right? I did a book party the other night at the Friars, and he's my pal, and he introduced me at the Friars the other night, and he was great.
Very
nice. He told everybody how stupid I was for turning down the money.
that would be Jim, straightforward. And also Joe Cristiano, who, you know, one of my first actual bosses in radio. When I worked at Q104.3, and he was so enamored with the fact that you put him in the book, he sent me a text message with a picture, Jaggy, of his name in your book, and it was like a very proud moment.
I'm glad he likes that. He's very, very good to me. I appreciate it. You know, he helps me get on the air, and Brett from BAB, you know, they take care of me, and I appreciate it, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, so you're not... You know, as much as people say, you know, bad things about you, they never say it to your face, but as much as they say bad things about you, you are, without question, a very generous and kind gentleman. And
well, you know, everybody supposedly says nasty stuff about me until they meet me, and, you know, everybody I meet is like, Jesus, you're nothing like that guy they described on the radio, you know, right. Comedians and people. You know, the guy I did my radio show with for 8 years, Ian Carr, he became a friar. And 5 minutes after we're talking, he was like, Jesus Christ. He says, you're 180 degrees to that person, you know. I mean, I was there with him for 1 minute and already bought him a drink. And, you know, to hear Howard tell it, I hadn't bought anybody a drink in 40 years. You know what I mean? It used to make my friends laugh because my friends know that I'm like, there's no more generous person in the universe. And when he's on the air telling everybody how cheap I am and what a dick I am, my friends used to laugh their ass off. You know, I'd have the whole gang to my house, and I'd buy 200 lobsters. And then on Monday, we'd go in on the air, and he'd say, yeah, Jackie's so cheap, he didn't have enough butter for the lobsters. You know, and people, you know, the idiots that listen to the show are like, yeah, yeah, you're right, you're right. And it's like, well, what about the math of the 200 lobsters
right.
that... $7 a pound, you assholes. You know what I mean?
Well, was that the party where you were doing the clams in the garbage can?
No, that was every party was the clams in the garbage can.
Nice. See, those are memories.
You know, if you live in the water and you have clams and shellfish, you put them in a small garbage can. You just do that, or you put them in a cooler. It doesn't make any difference, you know.
All right. Well, if you want to learn more about the history of Jaggy the Joke Man Martling, please pick up his book. Joke Man, bow to Stern. Jackie, plug the hell out of it. Go ahead.
Just go to JackieTheJokeMan.com. I'll tell you my rap. If you're really cheap, you could buy one and read it and then give it to a friend for his birthday or for Christmas. If you're used to doing holidays, you know that there's nothing easier to wrap than a book. Like if you have a whole bunch
this
of presents
true.
And you're wrapping them and you know what a pain in the ass they are, think about when you get to a book, you're like, oh, man, this is a piece of cake. This is a holiday. So buy 5 or 10 books, get me to sign them, and then wrap them up for your friends. You can knock it off in an hour, and then you got a couple of days to drink that you'd normally be out, you know, at the mall or on the internet. You know, it's very simple.
There you go. It's worth your time.
It's worth it, you know. And You got to buy a book and read it, or else you can't be in on the conversations when people are saying it's great or it sucks or Jackie's an idiot. You know, you got to have a horse in the race. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to get one, Jackie. True. I'm definitely going to read Jokeman Bow to Stern. I want to read the inside stuff, and who better to tell me about the inside stuff than the guy who lived it? The guy who's
there. I'll tell you what. Why don't you guys get it and read it? And then if you got questions or you want to argue about it, we'll do this again. You can call me again, and we'll talk on the air and break balls.
There you go. See, we can't suck that much. Jackie wants to come back.
Right. I'd love to. Yeah, come on. You know, I'm talking about myself and acting like an idiot. What better thing to do than that? You know, besides the game. Listen to me. I'm trying to get excited about the World Series. I could give a flying crap about either of the teams, and I'm trying to get myself excited to root for somebody, and I don't know how to do it, you know?
Well, my suggestion is get incredibly high, Jackie.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking the Dodgers. You know, they were actually around. They were a New York team when I was a kid. So.
Yeah. Do it for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Jackie. Do it.
I'll root for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
There you go. Jackie the Joke Man Marling, gentlemen, round of applause. Come on, people. Come on. Jesus Christ, he's a legend. Not just in his own mind, in reality, he's a legend.
So I'll tell you the dirtiest joke I know, and then you can hang up.
Please do, Jackie.
A lady calls the doctor, and she says, "Doc, I have diarrhea. Can I take a bath?" And he says, "If you have enough."
Jackie the Joke Man has not lost a step. The book is Joke Man, Bow to Stern. Pick it up.
Hey, wait,
now.
What town am I talking to here?
Right now you're talking to, we're in New York.
In New York City?
Yes, in New York City.
Well, five boroughs.
I'm at the Cutting Room November 22nd.
Oh, great.
The wildest night of the year. The Cutting Room on 32nd and Park. I thought I was talking to Bumwa, New Jersey.
No.
We can
if you want. We can dial that out.
Close.
No. Well, this is good. So all you people from New York, please come to the Cutting Room. I'm going to do a show. You know, it's kind of a show and answer questions. And then after my show, we're going to go to the front room and sign books. And I don't have Coke. But if I did, I would share it. But we'll have a glass of water, and we'll smoke joints in the alleyway, and we'll sign books. And with any luck, we'll finger somebody.
Great. There you go. There you go.
All right, we can end
if
up.
If you need
TMZ.
Any more of a reason to be there, check
that's,
it out.
That's all the answers right there. All right, you guys, guys and girls, I imagine there's a broad among this lot.
No,
I just have a small dick, so it's probably close enough, I guess.
I understand. All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Okay. Later, Jackie.
Bye-bye.
Later, Jackie the Joke Man.
Yeah.
Joe left the room for fucking an hour to make pizza rolls, Then Joe starts strutting in while I'm in the middle of the conversation. By the way, first time we ever did the interview in a while, can I point out the microphone, the telephone quality?
Yeah.
Superb. I'm so happy that this interview came out amazing.
Yeah, what was it?
Like, it was beautiful.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a bad one.
Michael Jai White came out. Like,
The
interview was awesome. The quality of the interview sucks doggy dick.
I know. You can't appreciate the quality of the interview.
And we need to figure out. I'm going to talk to you off air, but we need to figure out that fucking. We have to figure out how to get rid of the goddamn. The phone ringing through the system. Jackie was in the middle of a joke, and it fucking cut out. Thank God he rambles, and it just kept going. But, you know, what are you going to do? 718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah.
Jackie the Joke McMartling on the show. We're going to take a break. We're going to defuse and calm down. We'll be right back.
Now you can call.
I know. After these words. Yeah.
All right.
Come on. What are
we going?
Now let's do these things.
This is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen,
Uncle Eddie.
You may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Leno. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Leno's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, this is Ed, you know, Ed McMahon, and I just love Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Yeah, sexy music. Ah, there we go. I left Joe's mic on the whole fucking time. That's good. So, you hear me bitching about the ringer then. We'll get back to that in a second. Over 200 stars from the adult entertainment world and beyond scheduled to appear at the nation's largest event dedicated to love and sex, November 3rd through 5th. And me and Joe will be attending at the New Jersey Expo Center in Edison, New Jersey. I turned your mic off, Joe. Stop talking. The Exotica Expo. For more information, go to exoticaexpo.com. That's Exotica with three X's. So EXXXOTICAExpo.com. For further details, trust me, there are a bunch of chicks that will be in there, just to throw out a few names. And some dudes, too. Evan Stone, Nina Hartley, Tori Black, Alexis Texas, Adriana Chetnik, Angela White, Lexi Bell, Riley Reed, Asia Akina, and much, much more. There's going to be tons of people at the show. It is the Exotica Expo. Go to exoticaexpo.com for further details. That's Exotica Triple X. What the fuck am I reading here? Hold on. Because I put down the read like an idiot. Exotica Expo. So EXXXOTICA Expo.com. Yay. So happy today. Yeah. Yeah, this music sucks, but what are you going to do? ExoticaExpo.com.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Dressed as the Statue of Liberty, daytime talk show host Wendy Williams fainted in front of her audience on live television. Perhaps it's actually a perfect costume for Williams, as the facelift, boob job, and Botox make her too in the midst of a multi-million dollar restoration project. Former MTV teen mom turned adult star Farrah Abraham forced a webcam site to issue refunds after failing on her promise to perform sex acts on camera to a certain part of her body. To give you a hint, that body part is the same as what happened to all those website viewers' fantasies. That's right, Farrah's rectum. More troubles for Kevin Spacey as his admitting to inappropriate contact with a then minor has caused Netflix to cancel his show House of Cards. Perhaps Spacey could get a new show about laying low until all this blows over. That is, if Kevin Can Wait wasn't already taken. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
I keep on falling in love with you. Sometimes I love you.
Alicia Keys. Has the orgasm. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. I'm so out of it. I left Joe's mic on throughout that whole spot block.
I know.
And you can hear me. I'm bitching about the fucking ringer. And now Danny is frantically. Dave, bring your microphone down. I'm pointing at you. What the fuck are you like?
I'm reading.
I know you're reading, but I'm trying to get you to talk on a talk show. Danny is frantically trying to figure out how to get the ringer. I don't want it to ring in studio. I don't know, like, why Skype has to make shit fucking difficult. I don't know why they did that. It's really annoying. What, did you find anything?
I'll do something after the show.
Oh, he's going to do something after the show, everybody.
Yeah.
So calm it the fuck down.
You can't do it now.
No, we can't do it now because we're on the fucking air.
I bet you it's something really simple.
It probably is. It's probably just like you click something.
Yeah.
So, and it makes it it work.
Nick might know. He's a computer nerd.
He's a computer nerd.
Yeah, Nick.
Hey, Nick, you computer nerd.
Can you help us, buddy?
Matthew, after that interview, is going to go eat some ice cream now.
Okay.
All right.
He just wants to...
What flavor?
I don't know. Tell me. I want to know. Rocky Road, Moose Tracks, I need to know.
Cherry Red.
By the way, just to give you a heads up, so next week on the show, we're supposed to have Kevin Spacey's brother.
I wanted
to reiterate this because we kind of glossed over it because Jerry called.
Yeah.
The brand new character, Insulin Dependent Jerry, called the show. See, now I have no... Oh, because I have the thing muted.
Yes.
Hold on for a second. Let's see what that is.
What's up?
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Your favorite Canuck.
Oh!
Hey!
All right, wait. Hold on, my fearless cunt.
Yes.
Canadian Unified Network technician. We're going to have Randy Fowler, friend of the show, next week on the show. So get me your Kevin Spacey questions that you want to know, because, Joe, I don't know if you read this article.
I haven't.
Which is a dumb question for me to ask.
I read the headline.
You read the headline. Kevin Spacey's father was a Nazi child rapist.
You Nazi bastard.
I've seen that pop up somewhere.
You want to see the article? Read
no,
it.
No, I'm good.
It's supposedly the father was fucking all the kids.
Wow.
So I think the father fucked Kevin in the ass.
Wow.
Danny's going to actually read the article, unlike Joe.
No, I won't read it.
Cunt.
Get the story next week.
What up, Nick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I know you're here. Yeah. How are you, honey? Pookie pie?
So how are things good up in the Great White North?
Yeah. Yes.
A?
Getting mooses.
Cold.
Cold already?
Yeah, well, it's fucking Canada.
Yeah, but they were having a warm day, too.
You work at a sports stadium, right? They have ice hockey there or something? What do they have up there?
How about you let them answer the question first?
Oh.
That would be nice. All right, so where are you working now?
Well, look at this. Sports stadium, because when I say which one, it's going to know right away which one.
Well, where do
grown men bat balls around in this place?
Yeah, is it a baseball stadium?
Oh, I thought it was a gay baller.
Might be.
Might be, Billy. It might be.
Okay.
Are a lot of bluebirds around there?
Probably.
Does it rhyme with Schmanto?
No.
Is there a maple leaf nearby?
Yeah.
Well, it's Canada. That's that's not that.
There's a maple
that
leaf nearby.
There's a maple leaf every 4 fucking inches. It's Canada.
Sure. And it's 4.
Yeah.
Is let me.
How about a Marley? You got any Marleys in the vicinity,
Jacob?
Bob.
Probably.
He said probably.
Uh-huh.
As you can see, Nick is a font of knowledge.
A font of knowledge.
A font of knowledge. Nick, did Kevin Spacey ever touch you?
That'd be a no.
Okay. Nick, did anyone ever touch you? Have you gotten laid since the last time we talked to you?
No.
No girls, huh?
No. Has anyone? Have you made out with somebody? Have you touched a booby? Yeah. What happened?
How about peeking through the window or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Have you become the Toronto Phantom masturbator?
No.
Why
are we getting one word fucking answers from you today, Nick?
Nick, I want you to go up on the roof of your apartment building and start peering in windows and see what you can find out
from
us.
Yeah. From the roof?
Yeah.
Well, that's how you do it. Tar Beach. That's how you do it. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, he's not living in Tar Beach, you fuck. He lives in Canada. See? That's the shit I don't like. I don't. Why the fuck does that? We cannot fix that.
I don't know.
I can. Well,
now you can fix. Danny looks something up. Now he's all confident he can fix it.
Hopefully.
As he's shoving pizza rolls in his mouth, looking all confident.
Anybody wants the last?
No,
two?
Just eat the fucking pizza roll.
You're good.
You. I don't know why the fuck you serve them to me.
You
just
hog,
give them to fucking Danny.
You hog bastard,
dude. He ate the whole fucking tray. The whole tray is in. I had one fucking pizza roll. One fucking pizza roll. In the time it took Nick to dial the phone, I took one fucking pizza roll.
Danny swoops in like a blue jay and eats them all.
Hi-yo. Some would say a Toronto blue jay. How many are in a fucking a bag?
There was 40 in that.
This cocksucker just ate 40 pizza rolls. No, 39. 39 because I have one. You cock juggling fun
to fast when Danny's around.
Holy shit. I turned. Slowly I turn, and it's an empty fucking tray of pizza rolls.
I'm working on my gut.
And I swear to God, if you watch this video later, please do. Facebook Live, even though I'm probably going to have to, because we play unlicensed music, I will fucking make sure the thing plays.
Yeah.
Watch the fucking footage of Danny eating every fucking pizza roll. I ate one.
We got you on tape, Danny.
One pizza roll. That means you ate 39 pizza rolls.
What you are about to see is bizarre, unsettling, and riveting.
That's right, Barbara.
They were good.
You fucking mook.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I got to make 60 next time.
You got to make... Dude, I got one.
You got to go to Walmart there and buy the bag of 115 something.
Yeah.
Nick, can you get down to Edison, New Jersey this weekend?
No.
Because I would take it to the park.
I'm a bunch of things. I have to still go... I've been going to work.
I know
there's nothing going on.
Mark is overrated.
I would take it to the porn convention.
Yeah, because it's titties.
I know.
There's a lot of titties there.
All right, so how about this? In a year's time. Because me and Joe go every year.
Yeah.
This is Joe's Comic-Con.
That's true.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He calls it Comic-Cunt.
Yeah.
And every year.
Titty witty.
He just wants to see the titties. And I get whipped by this big burly man and a chick sometimes. That's Joe on the line. I promise you I'll bring you to the porn convention. I promise you. This is something I can guarantee.
Yeah, we'll get you a press pass.
I will get you a press pass and you can come to the porn convention. But you got to get to America. I'm not paying for that shit.
No, sure.
Sneak in. Everybody else does.
Yeah.
So here's what you do. You got to leave the sanctity of the Great White North. You got to cross that little line that you posted on Facebook where you showed me the border.
Yeah.
He showed me the border in Canada. It's a line that says Canada and a big white line, and then it says America. That's all it is. That's the fucking border.
What's border crossing, Nick?
Walk this way.
Where was that border crossing, Nick?
In Ontario?
a border. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's a border town that I think is like Vermont and Quebec.
Wow. Yeah, and it literally that's the dude.
The border really goes to the library of that.
What
town.
You do?
Half of the libraries in the States, half of it's in Canada.
No one will wait till someone's done talking on the show. I've learned. Really? Go ahead. Though.
Just hitchhike. Hitchhike. To with the college kids back to Buffalo.
Yeah.
You get to Buffalo, you get it's 8 hours here, you're good to go.
There you
and
go.
While you're at it, bring some good Canadian beer.
And some Canadian weed.
And codeine, because it's legal there.
Codeine. Ooh. Can you bring us Canadian drugs and shove them up your ass and bring them here?
Well, see, now we're going to get the poor kid in
trouble. Shut the fuck up, Billy, no, I have no. needs.
He's allowed to bring 50 pills, because I fucking done it.
All right, so bring 51.
What about marijuana?
Bring? Can you bring weed, Danny?
I think it's
because weed is legal. Is yeah, weed legal in Canada?
Sure.
In certain areas, it's
all. By next summer, it should be.
By next summer,
yeah.
Maybe
so
it'll
be good.
Something at.
They're still trying to figure out where they can sell it.
Maybe. Well, you know where they should out. Sell it. There's a stadium
Vancouver.
In. There's a stadium in Toronto.
There was a whole shitload of places with marijuana-related shit in Ontario. Why don't they just go there? Fucking corner.
Yeah, but it's different in Ontario.
Yeah.
But
all the
Toronto
different
Toronto is in Ontario,
all
which
the
is where he lives.
No, it's not. It's different.
It's not. Ontario.
If you're that's Tontario. You're talking. About. It's a different place. And if you're high, it's a way different place.
Yeah,
is all I'm saying.
No, but, it's not.
Yes, do they sell hot dogs at your stadium, Nick?
Yeah, they make for those elk dogs.
The,
I think.
Yeah, the knockwurst ones.
The ones that are like made of moose.
Worst hot dog I've ever had in my life was in Canada.
Why?
Really.
Oh, that's
why
I asked. Awful.
Was it actual Canada?
I don't know where
yeah,
that
I was in Canada.
No, 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 I mean, no wait, hold on, because there's 9 people talking. For the first time, Nick is talking, because we're talking about Canada. Was it a fucking real hot dog, or was it like those moose dogs?
I don't know what the fuck they marketed it as a hot dog.
I don't know what the hell they sell at my work. I don't know.
Yeah, because they have fucking like elk.
I don't know.
Danny.
What the hell?
They I'm not even trying to make like a moose fucking, that you know,
I
because
know.
Nick fucks moose.
I know.
That they actually sell like elk and seal and all this other shit. Like if it's an animal, they grind it up and turn it into a hot dog,
yeah.
And then they sell it on the like they have Eskimos and shit selling these things on the sides of the road in Canada.
It's,
so maybe you ate a fucking animal you don't know what it is.
You had baby seal that was clubbed ever so gently.
Google, Danny. Google. Wait, hold on. Let's see if this fucking thing actually works. Alexa, in Canada, do they sell elk hot dogs? Oh, fuck you, Alexa.
She doesn't want to work.
I didn't even hear her.
Alexa.
I didn't even hear her.
We didn't hear her either.
Let's see. It's open.
Okay.
It's potted. Ooh, there you go. See, that was her, I think.
She
Alexa.
Shut off.
Tell Nick hi.
Sorry. Without hands, that's not something I can do.
Can you hear her? All right. Nick, did you hear her, though?
Yeah.
All right, so I hope the guy that went over in the fucking chat room.
Yeah.
Because people were bitching. So let's see. All right, let's see. Alexa, what kind of hot dogs do they sell in Canada?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
See, no one knows. They don't know what kind of hot dogs they are, Danny. Oh. And you ate them. You digested it. Did it taste like a hot dog?
Ask her where the best hot dog
is. No, it did not. Taste like a hot dog. I told you. It was the worst fucking thing.
Okay, wait. Hold on for a minute. It's like pulling teeth with Danny. It's just like with Billy. You ate the hot dog. I didn't eat the hot dog. So I'm asking you what the hot dog tasted like.
Rubber.
Rubber. Okay. Did it taste like a hot dog at all?
No.
Nothing like, not even remotely like an Oscar Mayer wiener.
No. Two bites and then it went right in the trash.
All right. Was it red?
Yes.
Green hot dog.
Nick, the name escapes me. What's that mansion in Toronto that's like famous? It's a tourist.
Castle Loma?
Yeah. That's where I had it.
What? What's it called, Nick?
Okay, up there.
Nick, what's it called again?
Castle Loma?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alexa, where is Castle Loma?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia.
Oh, good.
The castle was the largest private dwelling in Canada until Castle Loma was built. Did that answer your question?
Not really, but what the fuck?
Close
it's
to
in Toronto.
Yeah.
Alexa, did Danny eat a tainted hot dog?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
See, she thinks she did, Danny. That's what she said. She's not sure. She doesn't know.
Ask if you could die from bad hot dogs.
Alexa, Can you die from eating bad hot dogs?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Why not?
What the fuck don't you know? You're connected to the internet. You're supposed to know everything.
Yeah, I would have known that.
Alexa, will Nick ever touch a vagina?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
See, she doesn't know that one either, Nick.
Sorry, Nick, I don't think you ever gonna touch a vagina.
Nick, how much time do you jerk off during the fucking... If you're not fucking... Ooh. Like, wait, hold on, Joe. Don't help. If you're not fucking, how many times a day do you jerk off?
Once
a day? Like, no. Be serious. Are you jerking off?
Two.
Yes.
All right. Well, hold on. Excuse me. No help from the peanut gallery. Are you doing it once a day? Because Nick is afraid. You got to help Nick out. Thank you. It's a once a day habit, or are you really up to two a day and you don't want to be fucking? You don't want to sound like an asshole.
Beef jerky time.
No.
All right. Because I personally sometimes I'm a three a day guy.
Really.
It depends on the week I'm having. I have not jerked off this week yet.
Wow, today's Thursday. Wednesday.
No, Wednesday. I will. Yeah, but see, I can make up for it in one day.
So tomorrow,
I can do
nine,
a 5 day in one day.
Nine times in the.
I can probably do a four. I can probably do a four.
Wow.
If you're given enough time.
Maybe when I was younger.
I know for a fact. Before we go to the porn convention, yeah. I'm gonna have to rub one out.
You do?
Penises.
Oh fuck yeah! I'm gonna have to rub one out.
Wow. I rub one.
Just don't
morning.
Do it in my car.
If
right?
I know, no, I'm not gonna do it in front. I'm talking about before we leave.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to do it in front of you at all. You'll get too excited and probably start slurping it up.
Thank God.
You disgusting mongrel.
Oh, I know.
She's going to be like, can I have
Ask some? Alexis, what's the average masturbation time?
Alexa, masturbation is
Sorry,
awesome.
I'm not sure.
She
didn't
want
to answer that one.
All right, wait, because I screwed up the question. Alexa, how long does masturbation usually take to finish?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
What the fuck do we have this thing for? I just paid money for it.
No, nothing.
Alexa, what is masturbation?
They're asking Rosie.
Masturbation means manual stimulation of the genital organs, of yourself or another, for sexual pleasure.
Ooh,
oh, that's nice. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Alexa, how long does it take me to masturbate?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah, because you don't know, because it takes me forever.
She's not there. That's
actually, it doesn't.
About the JJ.
Sometimes I come really quick when I masturbate. When I have sex.
I can masturbate for hours if I want.
No, I can't. I will watch something. See, my problem is I get too overstimulated. I'll watch a really good porn. It's done. Wow. I'm done. Like, I can probably finish in a minute. Wow. If I fucking focus. With my full Jedi mind fucking jerk.
Focus.
No
focus. Focus. I can legitimate. If the movie is really good, I could probably lay one out and get it done.
Oh, Billy.
Yeah, I've had those moments where I've... And there's other times where I can do it, and I've done it to other chicks that were, you know, talking me through it, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Alexa.
$9.99 a minute.
What's phone sex?
Phone sex is a conversation between two or more people on the phone where one or more of the individuals is describing the act of sex.
You bet your sweet bippy it is.
Yeah, baby.
And let me tell you.
Will she have phone sex with us?
No, I don't think
now,
so.
Now, that's something I'd pay money for.
I would pay double what I gave Danny for this piece
Absolutely.
Of shit. If I could, honest to God, have phone sex with Alexa.
Sure. I don't care if it's a robot.
Alexa, do you have a nice set of tits?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Look down!
Take off your blouse.
Look at your titties.
Send
God
me a picture.
Woo! Let's do it. Alexa, what's the biggest set of artificial breasts in history?
Sorry, I don't know that
one. Oh, fuck you, because that's a real question. That is a real fucking question. You're a piece of shit.
Ask her what the longest...
Don't get me a fucking... what was that? Okay, Google. Get me that thing in here.
Oh, yeah. Google.
Piece of shit.
You know, if you go on your phone, you give her skills, she'll do more shit.
You're the one that's... Dude, that's your fucking thing.
I can't. I don't have your account info.
Dude, go to the app. That right here, I will give you the fucking... You had the phone when we hooked this thing up.
Yeah, but I did it on the fly like 2 seconds before.
You got to give her everything. I want her... So what can we give her?
And Google, well, give me the Google thing is not going to say, Alexa, would you have? Would you answer the question?
It might. Okay, sex? Google might have sex with us.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. You never stuck your dick in an Okay Google? Shut up.
I would try.
Now, what? Going back to your first part. Yeah. What can you? What can you put? No, I'm asking you. Since you have 9 million of these fucking things around your house, I'm asking you, what can we make her do? Like, what skills and techniques are you saying that we can give her?
You got to browse the things. I have one that does. I put the one on with the trivia.
Yeah.
She's got Wikipedia in there. If you tell her the Wikipedia.
So you
something.
Can just double click every little fucking thing and give her, make her do everything?
Well, yeah, and the ones that are
appropriate. Now you're going to make me turn this app on while we're on the air? I'm going to fucking find this app now.
You can search for stuff.
All right, Amazon Alexa. Now, where do I go, Danny?
You go to the menu.
I'm going to the menu.
And go to skills.
Oh, what the fuck is that? Wow, it literally tells you what I just asked it.
Yeah.
Right.
Keeps a record.
What is masturbation? What is someone looked at this?
Yeah, you're
it literally, who is Jackie Martling? What is masturbation? What is phone sex? Yeah. They're going to think we're going to kidnap Jackie. That's what it is. All right, so where do I go, Danny? I'm in the menu.
Let me see.
Help feedback settings?
No.
Things to try?
Possibly.
I love how Danny goes.
Skills.
Like,
I said,
I'm asking you.
What are you asking? I told you a while. Go to the menu skills.
Yeah, okay, Danny.
Now find skills.
I don't know if you noticed. I'm hosting his radio show over here doing the host thing where I always have to talk to Nick, who does one word fucking things here. Yeah. I'm talking about you and hot dogs. Billy's not helping out at all. At all. No, he's just making things.
No, in the skills thing. Find skills.
So we're in. So we're search all skills. But what are we? This is all. We just click these things.
You click on them. And
like Trick or Treat for UNICEF, Jeopardy, ESPN. What's all this shit? So I just click one
Ooh,
of these.
Let's
things?
Play
yeah,
Jeopardy.
You click one of those things.
Fox News. Newest okay. arrivals.
No.
What happened?
Check through.
Wait, hold on. Nick's finally talking. Ooh. What, Nick?
There's newhamradioshow.com on there.
No, it's not a. It's literally, it's just stuff that we want, like food and drink.
You want to be able to ask any questions?
Let's go. Wait, hold on for a second. Let's go do. What is there? Jizz on here?
See if it's got a good recipe.
It's your
for
phone? Yeah, probably.
No, I don't come but right on my phone.
What you want to do. It
Movie Helper?
This is basically giving it its brain. It tells it where to search on the internet.
I'm going to go to Rick and Morty! Butter robot. I want more than Rick. All right. So movie helper.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So all you gotta do is push enable.
Enable, and then it'll tell you how to activate it.
And you just say like, Alexa, tell me. I wonder if there's. Let me see if there's.
Well, that's what.
After
you can
I do,
do
this thing, I'm gonna see. There it is. All right. So that's on there. Doesn't really say how to fucking do it though.
It should. It's just
about
like
this skill. Movie. Okay. Try to. Alexa, tell me more about the movie Spider-Man Homecoming.
Spider-Man Homecoming is a 2017 action movie starring Tom Holland, Michael Keaton, and Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Peter Parker balances his life as an ordinary high school student in Queens with his superhero alter ego Spider-Man, and finds himself on the trail of a new menace prowling the skies of New York City.
No way.
Its runtime is 2 hours. 13 minutes.
Oh,
it has an IMDb rating
Alexa,
of 7.6 out of 10 and is rated
Alexa,
PG-13.
Stop.
No, I tell my girlfriend when to stop. You don't tell my girlfriend. Sure. All right, because look, all right, here we go. So let's go over these choices here. Listen, we got sex facts.
Oh, yeah.
We got feminist quotes. Let's do sex facts.
Yeah, sex facts.
All right, so
basically, that's what you want.
I want a little penis.
Let's see here. We're enabling sex facts.
Okay.
We're telling the robot. Thank you. Let's see what's going on here.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so it's ready. So let's ask. Alexa, enable sex facts skill.
Here's your fact. 33 out of 100 teen pregnancies end in abortion, with white females opting for abortions far more frequently than African American or Hispanic females.
I knew that.
Well, that's a good way to end the show.
Yeah.
That was nice. At least we know.
Oh, you call Alexis a bigot now?
All right, Nick, I got to hang up on you.
All right.
Billy's got his kid crying in my fucking ear.
Really?
All right, we got to go, Nick. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, A.
Okay, A. Stop fucking Moose.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
That's our buddy.
You motherfucker. He's a Moose fucking guy.
We like Nick.
All right. We love Nick. It's the Ham Radio Show, by the way. And let me also say this. Free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, read it. You're going to read it. Before you fuck it, read it. A copy of Joke Man, Bow to Stern, available now on Amazon and all the other websites you can think of. And remember this, AMF, my friends, which means adios, motherfucker! I can see my house from up here! Hey, Danny, tell him where to go!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.